Often, the smallest child or the shortest person on the playground is the greatest powerhouse in life. Often, the smallest child on the playground or the shortest person is the greatest powerhouse in life. It's not how tall we are. It's not how magnificent we are. It's not how old we are. Children play games. Some children are well-built, sturdy young people. Others are skin and bones, and others are fatties. And they all play the game. And when each plays the game with the realization that they have within them the ability to do it, they play it with gusto. And when you're in another game, like Stefan Stressley, when he was a young man, he was a very short person. And he wanted to be on the soccer team. And he learned how to play soccer. He was fast, and he was good, and he knew the rules, and he knew the game, and he did everything exquisitely. And he wanted some of his friends to let him be on their team, because their team was a well-known team. And he wanted to play on that team. And so, finally, they agreed to let him on some of the skirmishes of their game. And when he played with them, he was able to scoot right between their legs. He was able to get around them. He was able to do all the things because they didn't expect him to be a powerhouse. They expected him to be a short youngster who was not yet developed to do that, but they didn't realize he had already developed himself before he challenged himself to play with them. And they were delighted to have him on their team because as he does all things in life, he expresses the genius in him before he goes out and shows it to the world. We too can express the genius in us before we go out and show it to the world because it's the smallest child oftentimes on the playground who has had the greatest challenge to face everybody else and all the experiences, or the shortest person. And they are the greatest powerhouse in life because they've given more power to whatever they wanted to do. They've given more training of themselves to the skill that they wanted to obtain, to the ability that they wanted to do. Stefan is a powerhouse at soccer. He's a powerhouse as a teacher. He's a powerhouse in every area of life. Just like you and I, our powerhouses, but are we training ourselves to be them? Are we tall, and because we're tall, we think we can shoot baskets? Are we short? We think we'll never have a chance in sports? Our height makes no difference whatsoever. It's our attitude that makes all the difference in the world. The smallest child with an attitude that he can do it, he doesn't know he can't do it. And it doesn't make any difference to him if anybody says he can't do it. He just gets out and does it. And the adult who is a short person. I had a dear friend, Patsy Means, lives up the street from us, and I'd walk to school with her every day. And she was a little shorty. And we were in the same class, but she was shorty. And I'd carry her books to school, and we had lots of good talks. But we always came to the conclusion that good things came in small packages. Look at the diamond. It doesn't take a very big package for a diamond to be in, and look at how wonderful the diamond is. When you have a good attitude about yourself, whether you are a normal person or whether you're short or tall or fat or thin, no matter what you are, if you have a good attitude about yourself, you can be a winner under all circumstances. And though you may not be a winner as you're starting out because you're developing your skills, you are a winner because you stay in there and you give it your best. You stay in there because you know that you can do it. And you have that confidence in you that lets you do it. You have that will, that desire, that ability, that genius that tells you, go out and play, go out and accomplish it, go out and fulfill it, and let it be, because that's what it's all about. It's a wonderful thing for anyone to realize that they have within them the magic to accomplish whatever they want to do, no matter what it is. They can accomplish whatever they want to do because they are that right now. They are that genius right now. They are that talented being right now. But we put down ourselves as the smallest child or as a short person. We put down ourselves as being overweight. We put down ourselves as these various things. Now, take for instance, if you are overweight and you look at your body and you think that you have too much weight. Well, start acting like a person who has the ideal weight. Start acting like the person. That doesn't mean you have to go out and exercise. That doesn't mean you have to go out and train. It doesn't mean you have to go out and have a special diet. If you treat yourself as the ideal person who has the ideal figure, the ideal weight, you will do all those things that are important to have that ideal figure. You will act in every way that is commendable to a person who is like that. You look at a person who has the ideal weight, and what are they doing? Are they going around dancing and singing and playing? Are they going around shooting baskets? Are they going around expressing themselves in a very marvelous way? Or are they feeling sorry for themselves? Are they saying, gee, I wish I was taller, I wish I was shorter, I wish I were this way? Whatever you are, it makes no difference. The only difference it makes is often the smallest child on the playground or the shortest person is the greatest powerhouse of life. And they're the greatest powerhouse in life because they will not recognize that they are limited. They will not recognize that they don't have the talent, the ability, the genius, the strength, the power to do the things that the children that they would like to be like can do. They will not recognize that. They will not endorse that. They will not think that at all. They think they can do anything. And you know, this is one of the things about children. Children think they can do anything. They want to be an astronaut. They want to be a physicist. They want to be a scientist. They want to be a great person. They want to be a mommy or daddy. They want to be all these things. And there's no way that they're going to be that. But there is a way that if they say they are that, then everything they do in life will endorse for them that they are that, and they do that, and they do it beautifully and wonderfully and perfectly and well right now. It's a wonderful thing when you can realize that it's all in the mind. It's all in our consciousness. What is it that we think in our consciousness? What is it that we want in our consciousness? What is it that we dream in our consciousness? Why are we thinking these things at all? Why is that something that's so important to us? Well, it's not a matter that anything in life is so important to us. It's just a matter of, hey, that's fun. That's fun. I'm playing basketball. That's fun. I don't know anything about basketball, but I'm bouncing the ball and shooting baskets. That's fun. And then, as you do that, you are interested in what you're doing. And so, you watch basketball games on television, and you watch basketball games at school and other places, and then you have an interest in it. And pretty soon you're reading up the manual on playing basketball, and you're finding that there are several schools of basketball, and you're finding that there are several techniques in basketball. And as you learn the technique from the book, for instance, you will do it perfectly on the court because you don't know of any other way. And when you have a good teacher in basketball, a good trainer or coach that shows you how to do it, he is not going to show you a bunch of techniques. He's going to show you one, his technique that he knows works. And he's going to train you in that. And you're not going to be confused by a bunch of different techniques and a bunch of different ways of doing a thing. You're going to realize that it doesn't matter if you're the smallest child or if you're the smallest, shortest person. If you play by the rules, you are a winner. You're a winner because you are not confronting yourself with confusion. You're not confronting yourself with wishful thinking. You're only confronting yourself with the game, the rules, and the technique of how to do it, and you are able to do it magically, wonderfully, beautifully, perfectly, all the time. This is what life is all about. Playing the game by the rules. And it doesn't matter whether we're short or tall or fat or thin. It doesn't matter whether we're wise or stupid. It doesn't matter whether we are the geniuses or whether we are the students who do not give our best to being a student. All that matters is if the game turns us on, you can be sure we will play a good game. Because a good game is played by people who feel the game is fun. And when you are doing everything in life to be yourself and have fun, you can be sure that life will return to you an accomplishment that is marvelous beyond words, beyond imagination. And you can do it right now, because that's who you are, and that's who all are. I love you, and have a good day.